Hi, it's Jeff Farley at the Otisville Mount Hope Presbyterian Church and our weekly podcast, Today's Word, from our weekly sermon. If after listening you have questions or would like to know more, please contact us at our email address, otisvillepress@hvc.rr.com, or check us out at our website, www.otisvillepress.org. So we're talking today about welcoming others. From Genesis chapter 1, verses 24 through chapter 2, verse 1, and then continuing at verses 18 to 25. God said, I command the earth to give life to all kinds of tame animals, wild animals, and reptiles. And that's what happened. God made every one of them. Then he looked at what he had done, and it was good. God said, now we will make humans, and they will be like us. We will let them rule the fish, the birds, and all the other living creatures. So God created humans to be like himself. He made men and women. God gave them his blessing and said, have lots of children. Fill the earth with people and bring it under your control. Rule over the fish in the ocean, the birds in the sky, and every animal on the earth. I have provided all kinds of fruit and grain for you to eat, and I have given the green plants as food for everything else that breathes. These will be the food for the animals, both wild and tame, and for birds. God looked at what he had done. All of it was very good. Evening came, and then morning. That was the sixth day. So the heavens and the earth and everything else were created. The Lord God said, it isn't good for the man to live alone. I need to make a suitable partner for him. So the Lord took some soil and made animals and birds. He brought them to the man to see what names he would give each of them. Then the man named the tame animals and the birds and the wild animals. That's how they got their names. None of these was the right kind of partner for the man. So the Lord God made him fall into a deep sleep, and he took out one of the man's ribs. Then after closing the man's side, the Lord made a woman out of the rib. The Lord brought her to the man, and the man exclaimed, here is someone like me. She's part of my body, my own flesh and bones. She came from me, a man, so I will name her woman. That's why a man will leave his own father and mother. He marries a woman, and the two of them become like one person. Although the man and his wife were both naked, they weren't ashamed. So the topic today is hospitality. Where do you remember receiving the most amazing welcome? Being welcomed anywhere you go is huge. It makes the difference between you staying and participating and you looking around and then moving on. Businesses know that. The ones that really care about creating and serving customers make sure that, to the best of their ability, hospitality and welcoming is at the top of their agenda and that they are at the top of their game. Greeting you warmly and graciously as you walk in the door. As they answer the phone, even as they answer your email is everything. And the best of businesses do it almost seamlessly. Families do too. You know the difference when you walk into a house that is excited that you are there. We've all had the experience where when we visit, everyone gets up to greet you, has a smile on their face, and gives you a warm hug. I remember one year we went back to Western New York for Christmas. Everyone was excited to see us. And as Sue and I and the kids went in the door, some of the family even greeted us by shooting us with Nerf guns, before, of course, they handed us our own so we could shoot back and join the fun. And you know it's going to be a great Thanksgiving or Christmas feast when the table is large, it's full of food, and everyone is finding more chairs to make sure everyone can sit at the table. It turns out that is also true of churches. You know, if you're being welcomed by the reception you get at the door, during the service, and even when you get ready to leave. If leaving is easy, then maybe the church needs to work a good bit more on their hospitality ministry. In fact, it's an area of church life we could always grow here and add new leaders, new ideas, and just add more smiles. On the other hand, some churches are terrible at hospitality. One family told of visiting a church where when they entered with their four kids, the greeter at the door smiled the biggest smile in the world and walked right past them to greet someone she knew. So a bit flummoxed, they sat themselves in a pew and watched to see what would happen next. And get this, no one during the whole service made eye contact or welcomed them. What were they thinking? For that family, it was their first and last visit to that church. Every church knows better, but not every church does better. Being welcoming and hospitable should be part of our DNA. Why? Because our God is a welcoming God. We know that very well from the stories of Jesus, who greeted all kinds of folks, from Pharisees and Sadducees to Samaritans and tax collectors, women, fishermen, children, and sinners of all kinds. And we know it from this initial story of the Old Testament. Right at the very beginning, God sets out hospitality and welcomes as the standards of his created kingdom, welcoming people. In Genesis, God welcomes creation. God welcomes the animals and the humans. God welcomes the man Adam, and then welcomes the highlight of God's creative powers, a perfect match for Adam, a woman, Eve. God even teaches Adam how to be a welcoming human made in the image of God. He teaches Adam to call each of the animals by name and his perfect partner as well, because names are important. There's nothing more welcoming than having someone know your name, because when you hear it, you know you're with family. Strangers don't know your name, but friends and family do, which is why we teach our children to be suspicious when somebody calls us, someone calls them by their name and they don't know the person. Because we know our family and we know our friends and we know their names. And we welcome them and greet them as an act of love. It's the way we show we care, recognizing a positive relationship between us and folks who may be new to us. It's why, as church folks, we need to do what we can to make every experience for the folks who come to join us here on Sunday and during the week an experience of welcoming. In this context, we are all hosts. As children of the Most High God, siblings to Jesus, his son, and folks filled with the Holy Spirit, we are to serve everyone we meet as King's kids, serving as God's greeting committee. One of the things I try and do as a pastor and as a follower of Jesus is to learn everyone's names. Sometimes I do a wonderful job. Sometimes I fail spectacularly. And I do that not only with adults, but also with the kids. One of the reasons is it gives me permission to say, "How are you, Madison?" or "So what happened to your son's surgery, Carol?" and find out what I need to be praying about. But it also gives me the ability to say, "Hey, Thomas, could you not run between the legs of the little old ladies in the fellowship hall? I don't want one to fall on you and squish you." Greeting and welcoming others allows us to express our relationship with others and our delight at being part of the family of God and acknowledge that they are part of ours too as the family of God. One of the great treats for Sue and I being part of this church has been our children growing up thinking of so many people in the sanctuary as aunts and uncles. Even folks who have moved or just moved on to another fellowship are remembered by them as close relatives. Many they wouldn't hesitate to call in a crisis, knowing that they would get a warm reception and whatever help the person could offer. Our God is a welcoming God, not one who is to be feared, but rather one who is to be loved and enjoyed as the maker and sustainer of the family. So what is it that you and I could do to make this particular corner of the kingdom of God to be as welcoming as that garden was to all of creation, as it was in the Genesis story? Because that's our calling, to go and invite others to come and follow Jesus with us. Amen. So that's our podcast for today. We're so thankful that you were able to join us. If you have questions or comments, let us know.